Our reading today is taken from Galatians 5, verses 16 to 18. And it says, "So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." Amen.
If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So we continue to look at the general theme of other new management. And you remember last Sunday I mentioned that as Christians, we are now a brand new people on our inside, and the Holy Spirit gives us new life, and we are no more the same on the inside in our spirit person. And when we do that, I believe we come under new management. And I also believe when we encounter Christ genuinely, we are people of a new species, and we are having new perspective to things. And I also believe we are no longer to be controlled by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit of God. Even though we are in the world, but we are not of the world. And I also believe that our actions and our decisions and our priorities reflect those who are under new management. So today, the Apostle Paul writes to the church in Galatia with these words that we will consider this morning. And I believe it underscores the importance of relying on the Holy Spirit and embracing the liberty that we have in Christ, and also resist the pull of legalism that is resisting the life in the Spirit, encouraging us to experience the transformative power of grace. And underline that in your mind, grace, because it's all about grace. And that grace helps us in our life of spiritual discipline. It's all by the grace of God, a life yielded to the Holy Spirit. And we'll do well as we yield under the Holy Spirit to resist the desires of the flesh, as we embrace the newfound freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. In the book of Galatians, generally, the apostle addresses a community of people who were facing a sort of a theological challenge, as people who have come to Christ, who have come from a place, and some false teachers came around promoting a legalistic approach to salvation. They were emphasizing adherence to Jewish laws and rituals. So Paul, in this passage now, passionately defends the gospel of grace. And he emphasized the fact that salvation comes through faith in Christ and not through human efforts. If it were to be through human efforts, I wouldn't have been saved. But it's all about the grace of God that we find in Christ Jesus. And so the life in the Spirit is always in contrast with this life in the flesh, and this life that is tended to fall back to some legalistic rules, do's and don'ts. So Christianity is not about do's and don'ts. God frees us from the power of do's and don'ts. There was a day I was doing a study on that passage that says, any blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will never go unpunished. You will never be forgiven. And a group of people were sort of discussing these, and people were afraid
that they will not slip into that place that they will blaspheme against the Holy Spirit and therefore not be forgiven in their entire lives. And I remember believing and studying the fact that no true child of God will ever commit the unpardonable sin. You know why? Because you will not, if you are a child of God, you can never blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit of God lives in you. Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is attributing the work of God to some demons, to some evil spirits. And no true child of God will ever do that. No sincere born-again person will ever do that. So we have no fear that we will ever commit the unpardonable sin. We are under new management, but we are still in the world. When we receive Christ as our Lord and personal Savior, it is our spirit that gets transformed, not our body, not our soul. We still have the same thoughts like ordinary humans. You know, we still do the same thing, the same push and pull towards things that are not in line with the Word of God. But now, because we are regenerated in our spirits, the Holy Spirit, in binding with our own spirit, will help us to overcome when we are pulled and pushed towards what is wrong. The Holy Spirit will help us to overcome these things. But we have to continually yield to the Spirit. He says, "So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." As simple as that. If we make every effort we have to be guided by the Holy Spirit, we will always free ourselves from those desires of the flesh. Always listening to the Holy Spirit. But it is an ongoing efforts on our side. So when Paul encourages believers to walk in the Spirit, it means living in alignment with the Holy Spirit's guidance and allowing Him to lead and empower us. Not to try to do these things on our own strength, but reliance on the Holy Spirit. I had someone in our family who was a chain smoker. And on one January 1st, New Day, you know what they do with New Year resolutions, he made a decision, a New Year resolution, not to go back to that habit again, because it was costing him a lot. He was spending, at the end of the year, he had a stock of what he had. In fact, he didn't even believe that he had spent all this just living this kind of life. But you know what? Before the 1st of February, he found himself craving again to go back to the lifestyle. Until one fateful morning, he said to me, he decided to go into prayer, some sort of prayer session, and say, "Lord, I can't do this on my own. I've tried as a person. How do you want to help me? Help me that the desires will die in me." And he said he went into some season of fasting and prayer and just releasing himself. "I don't want to do it again. I just don't want to try. I want your Holy Spirit to take over my life. Take over, Lord, and help me." He says after that prayer season, the desires and the craving went away. He didn't go back to that habit again because he ceased trying on his own and then opened himself up to life in the Spirit and welcome the Holy Spirit to live his life as it were and surrendering totally to the Holy Spirit. But you know, when we do that, verse 17 says, "For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh." When we do that, there is a continuous battle inside of us. They are in conflict with each other. Every living human will always come to this point that you want to do one thing, but something is pulling you to do the other. There will always be that conflict if you are desirous of living in the Spirit. But as we open up ourselves, we will overcome, I believe, this tension and prompting towards ungodliness, pulling us in the opposite direction. It's a continuous battle. It's a daily thing within our life as believers. But I believe that as we live for Jesus, the desires of the flesh will one by one die away, and we'll have that desire to live for Jesus Christ. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we'll be free, and we are not living under the law any longer. So Paul concludes by saying, if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So he brings it home to the Galatian church, who are battling and grappling with this false teaching from people who came along saying, if you are a child of God, you also have to keep those Jewish rituals and laws. And those laws don't help the life in the Spirit. So if you are led by the Spirit, you are no longer under the law. Of course, you know that that doesn't give us the license to sin. Grace does not give us the license to sin, but I believe grace frees us to live for Jesus Christ. Because there is this hyper-grace teaching going on these days, people believing that grace will let them do whatever they want, whenever they want, because Christ will always forgive them. But I believe that grace frees us to living life in the Spirit. We are not to do whatever we want if we are led by the Spirit. Any life that is led by the Spirit will always be superior to the life that is led by the flesh. Superior in the sense that you are now, it's not as if you are superior to others. What I mean here is that you are now living your life not to the dictates of the flesh. You wouldn't wake up one morning and your flesh tells you to do this and you do that, to say this to him and you do that and say that, and afterwards you regret. You know, there are people who do that. I was working with someone many years ago, and they were in the habit of whatever they want to say, they'll just say it. You know, if they feel something about you, no matter how it hurts you, no matter how you interpret it, they'll just go along saying whatever they want because they are in some position of power. And sometimes after saying that, they will corner you around and say, well, I didn't mean it that way. This is how I'm wired, you know. I just don't know how to talk. And I said to them one day, well, you must also put yourself in the shoes of these people. Put yourself at the receiving end. How will you feel if someone talks down at you because maybe they are your boss in the office, or because they have the power, or they are in the position to do that? How will you feel? Just put yourself in the shoes of these people. And I also remember saying to him that words are living things. Words are living things. They leave you, but they never leave the person you say it to. They live forever with that person. And sometimes they inform how they relate with you because of what you've said to them some time ago. So we must have to weigh what we say. A life in the Spirit will always be careful and conscious of the fact that what we say will go on living in the lives of these people, especially young people. What we say to young people as they grow up will always live with them. What we say to our spouses, what we say to people we work with, what we say to people we encounter every day, they matter because they will continue to live with the person. Let me close by saying, like I mentioned last Sunday, walking in the Spirit is not a one-time event. Do you believe that? It's not a one-time event. It's a daily commitment. No one comes up saying, yeah, today I'm now living in the Spirit, all right, I'm above every other struggle. I'm not going to do this again. I'm not going to do that again. It's a daily, daily commitment. Each day we wake, we are faced with the challenge of that day. And we are also going to renew our commitment under the new management to live under the Spirit. And so it's like when every battle is over, another one presents themselves. That's what it happens. It's like when you win this war, another one comes up. There is never a time that, no matter how long you've walked with the Lord, I know some people here have been believers in Christ for many years, 20, 30, 50, 60 or more. No matter how long you have been a child of God, being in the life in the Spirit, you will never be excused from the battles in the Spirit. It's like if you overcome here, the enemy will show himself from this end. So life in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, surrendering under the leadership and rulership of the Holy Spirit is a daily commitment. And remember, walking in the Spirit is a very simple thing. It's a life that denies the flesh, a life that embraces the Holy Spirit and now wants to bear the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, as we're going to look at these things next Sunday. But we will live a life yielded to the Holy Spirit, embracing the Holy Spirit in our lives, allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us, influencing our actions, like I said, our decisions, and our interaction with other people. A life in the Spirit will always want to leave a positive impression to people. A life in the Spirit will always want to do like, you know, you will never have a second chance for a first impression, because first impression always matter. All right? When you have an impression to present who you are, who you really are to people, use that and allow the Holy Spirit to influence the life. May we all strive to walk in the Spirit with the help of the Lord. Let us pray. And so, Heavenly Father, we present ourselves before you. Lord, we really, really want to yield to your Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord, as we encounter you on a daily basis and as we present ourselves before you. Father, Lord, we make this commitment to come under your own management. Help us, Lord, as we do this, Lord, that you will live out the life of Christ through us, through what we say and what we don't even say, through what we do, and through what we want to do, lifting up the name of Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, we pray for ourselves. When we are presented with options, help us, Lord, to make a decision guided by your Holy Spirit. Lord, for this week we pray, for wherever we will be, that we will be reflecting the life of Jesus Christ, touching people, bringing the life of Christ to others wherever we go. And we accept your word. If we are in Christ, your word says we are new creatures. All things have passed away. Everything becomes new. Help us, Lord, to keep on reflecting the fact to the glory of your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.